here we are again, another program. Looks like we've all survived another day, and we got another day, perhaps a whole day, I hope, that we can be of use to the Lord here in this world. Today we're going to talk about godliness with contentment. The Bible says in 1 Timothy 6 and verse 6, godliness with contentment is great gain. Stay tuned. As we've seen here, the Bible says godliness with contentment is great gain, but lest someone should assume that we can be right with God being content while the world is on a road to hell, we need to understand that there are two types of discontentment in the Bible. There's a spiritual discontentment and a carnal discontentment. The basic difference is a carnal discontentment focuses on ourselves, while a spiritual discontentment focuses on the needs of others. Carnal discontentment always reflects upon the man who displays it. He is like a hungry wolf prowling through the forest, restlessly searching for satisfaction at the expense of others. Diotrephes maneuvered himself into a position of power in the church because he loveth to have the preeminence among them. 3 John 1, verse number 9. Judas Iscariot, Demas, Balaam, and Demetrius were all infected with the problem of a carnal discontentment while supposedly serving the Lord. No carnal discontented person is ever satisfied. We're going to look in a minute at spiritual contentment or spiritual discontentment. Before we do, let's listen to this message in song. Very important. Listen carefully.
My faith is found a resting place, not in device nor creed. I trust the ever-living one, his wounds for me shall plead. I need no other argument, I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died, and that he died for me. Enough for me that Jesus saves. This ends my fear and doubt. A sinful soul, I come to him. He'll never cast me out. I need no other argument. I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died, and that he died for me. My heart is leaning on the word, the written word of God. Salvation by my Savior's name, salvation through his blood. Great physician heals the sick, the lost he came to save. For me his precious blood he shed, for me his life he gave. I need no other argument, I need no other plea. It is enough He died for me.
Oh, I love that song. I wish I could sing. Actually, I was singing along with him, but the microphone was off, which you can be very thankful for that. I'm reading 1 Timothy 6, verse 6 again. It says, godliness with contentment is great gain. The contented Christian is free from coveting the things he does not have. The key to contentment is to appreciate what we have and not to be concerned about what we do not have. We read in Hebrews 13, verse number 5, let your conversation, that word means manner of life, let your manner of life be without covetousness. Be content with such things as ye have. It was in the midst of major church problems in 1 Timothy 6 and verse 6 that Paul wrote the pastor saying, but godliness with contentment is great gain. In Hebrews 13 verse 3, he tells us, remember them that are in bonds as bond with them, and them which suffer adversities, and be content with such things as ye have. Philippians 4:12, Paul said, I know both how to be abased and how to abound everywhere and in all things. I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. It was in that context and while sitting in a dungeon that he said in verse number 11, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. As we've mentioned, there's two types of contentment or two types of discontentment. Paul said, for that which I do, I allow not. For that which I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that I do. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For the will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. He was very discontent with his own spiritual situation. Paul was always very honest. He said, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14. Well, we can be content if we listen to the words of this song. It is enough that Jesus died and that he died for me.
My faith has found a resting place, not in device nor creed. I trust the ever-living one, his wounds for me shall plead. I need no other argument, I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died, and that he died for me. Enough for me that Jesus says, this ends my fear and doubt. A sinful soul, I come to him. He'll never cast me out. I need no other argument. I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died, and that he died for me. My heart is leaning on the word, the written word of God. Salvation by my Savior's name, salvation through his blood. Great physician heals the sick, the lost he came to save. For God.